Pudsey, huh? That's a long way from bear. He curled his lip.
So, I could call myself anything I want.
Yeah, well, I've got another name for you. Catfish bait. Behind me, I heard Drover giggle.
Oh, hee-hee-hee, good shot.
Pudsey Catfish Bait made a sour face.
You're so crude. I'm not even gonna talk to you.
He looked the other way.
Ouch. Boy, that really hurt, Pudsey. But we need to talk.
Go away.
About that double dog dare you threw down a while ago? I think I'll take you up on it.
His head snapped around and he stared at me with wide eyes.
Don't you... I'm a black belt in dog karate. I'm not kidding.
I gave Drover a wink and hopped out of the window. When my feet hit the ground, I could hear a gust of air rushing into the poodle's lungs. He squeaked.
Oh, you're gonna get it now. You're really gonna get it.
I took a step toward him.
Okay, one more step, dude.
I took one more step.
You're asking for it.
I took another step, and this time he let out a scream.
Help! Murder! He's gonna hurt me!
He vanished inside the cab of the pickup. I flashed Drover a wink and swaggered over to the red pickup and hopped my front paws up on the window ledge. Inside, I could see Pudsey pressed against the door, quivering and moaning.
Hey, Pudsey, didn't you say you had some fresh donuts in the back?
He let out another screech.
Go away! Tom, help me! There's five of them! They're beating me up! Help!
Well, I want you to pay close attention, son, because we're fixing to eat your donuts. Every one of them.
Don't you dare! Tom!
I headed for the back of the red pickup. As I was passing the window of our pickup, I saw that Drover was enjoying the show.
Okay, son, it's time for us to go to work. We've got 15 dozen donuts to eat and not much time.
You mean?
I mean, you said you were starving, so let's eat.
His grin faded.
You know, I'm not as hungry as I thought. You go ahead.
Fine, whatever you think. You'll be sorry, of course. I marched around to the rear of Pudsey's pickup, went into a deep crouch formation, and flew over the end gate as gracefully as a deer, but landed right in the middle of a stack of boxes, sending them clattering in all directions and releasing a powerful cloud of...
Wow!
Holy smokes, you talk about a great smell! One donut smells wonderful, but 15 dozen... And I mean they were scattered all across the bed of the pickup. The circuits in my nosatory scanners just melted. I hardly knew where to begin, so I just...
Well, I snagged in this donut and whooped it down. Oh, mercy me. Oh, donut delight. They were as soft as a cloud. As sweet as a dream. Hey, Tom Trejo was more than a good cook. He was an artist with dough. This was doggy paradise. I whooped and chewed and swallowed and whooped and chewed and swallowed.
I knew we were on a time clock, so to speak. I wanted to. A door opening. Footsteps. It didn't matter. I didn't care what happened.
Let them send me to prison. Let them shoot me. Whatever they did, I would go out a happy dog.
Hey.
Hey, don't bother me now. I've still got 10 dozen left.
Hey.
Suddenly I felt myself, well, skidding backwards, you might say. Almost as though some mysterious force were pulling me by the... Someone was pulling me by the tail. Pulling me away from my precious cargo of golden puppy.
I could hear my claws scraping across the bed of the pickup.
No! No! Don't do this!
Next thing I knew, I was locked in the rough embrace of someone. An angry scarecrow in cowboy clothes. Okay, it was Slim. And he looked,
Hank, what in the cat hair are you doing?
Well, there were 15 boxes of donuts, see? And they smelled so wonderful, and nobody was guarding them. Okay, a pipsqueak poodle, but
for the most part, they were all alone back there, and I just thought... Oh, brother. I reached toward the control panel of my mind and started throwing switches. Looks of remorse, mournful wags on the tail section, eyes of tragedy, and then, to beef up the presentation, I switched on a little program we call I Didn't Do It, Honest. I beamed them all toward Slim's, yipes, wrathful face. The fog in my mind began to clear. I saw people. Tom Trejo was counting donuts and writing on a piece of paper. Loper stood a short distance away, looking towards the sky and shaking his head. Several mechanics had come outside and were laughing. Slim wasn't laughing. Hank, you bird brain, get in the pickup now. Sure, fine, no problem. But if he would just give me a minute, I could explain. He opened the pickup door and booted me in the tail. Get in there. I flew into the seat, which was no small deal, since I was stuffed to the gills and had taken on some extra weight. Drover whispered,
Did you get in trouble?
Roger that.
How bad?
Pretty bad, but I think it's fixing to get worse. The donut man is adding up the bill. Slim and Loper were standing near Tom Trejo, watching in gloomy silence as he added up a long column of numbers. Loper said, How much?
Oh, said Tom. It's not as bad as I thought, only $40. I'm giving you a volume discount.
Loper's eyes almost bugged out of his head.
$40? Would you take the dog instead? No, but we'll take checks.
Loper snatched the checkbook out of his hip pocket, bent over the hood of Trejo's pickup, and slashed off a check. His lips were white when he handed it over.
Sorry about this. The dog is a moron. That's all I can say.
It's okay, Loper. We're square.
Trejo looked around and grinned.
Well... I guess he liked my donuts.
No one laughed. They shook hands. Slim and Loper went back inside the shop, giving me nullifying glares as they walked past, and Trejo got into his pickup and started the motor. And guess who made his appearance then? Pudsey Poodle. He flew into Tom's lap, leaped with joy, and licked him on the face. Tom laughed and rubbed the